Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, March 5th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Traffic Unit is investigating a vehicle versus pedestrian crash that occurred during the early morning hours of Thursday, March 4th in Polk City. The following is preliminary information. Around 2:15 that morning, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communications Center received two calls regarding a pedestrian who was walking in a northbound lane near the 1500 block of County Road 559 in unincorporated Polk City. The first call came in from a male driver who was headed northbound and had to swerve to avoid hitting 70-year-old Barbara Currier, who currently lives in a nearby trailer park. He successfully avoided hitting her, then made a U-turn in an effort to warn other drivers by flashing his headlights and called the Polk County Sheriff's Office at the same time. While reporting it to the Sheriff's Office, he witnessed 26-year-old Ryan Gillerin of Polk City hit Currier with his blue Volkswagen Jetta. Gillerin immediately stopped and also called Polk County Sheriff's Office. Both drivers tried to render aid, but she was declared deceased on scene. Neither of the other drivers were injured. Neither of the drivers exhibited any initial signs of impairment, but that is being investigated. Currier's family was contacted and gave deputies information about why she might be walking in the roadway, and the roadway in the area was closed for approximately 3 hours. Your jobs here in Hardy County: ODP Architecture and Design is looking for an architect, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field U.S. work authorization, and 2 years of experience with the Autodesk Revit software are required. Family Extended Care of Winter Haven is looking for an office manager. 1 year of QuickBooks experience is preferred. And Coker Fuel Incorporated is looking for a customer service representative. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of customer service experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. For a PSA now, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing a 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. If you have any brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your upcoming event, make sure to send them to us. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus today's agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather reporting and forecast. 74 degrees out, feels like 82, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is excellent, maximum UV index is 6 high. Winds northeast at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 9. Humidity 34%, ideal. Dew points 44, cloud cover 10%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs. Last updated 10:26 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny. Highs around 80. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening and becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, a chance of showers in the morning, then showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 and a 90% chance of rain. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. North winds around 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 and a 40% chance of rain. And for Sunday, sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. And Sunday night, clear with lows in the upper 40s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today and the weekend. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farm supply retailer Southern States Cooperative is holding a month-long fundraiser to raise money for FFA. Southern States is holding its annual FFA paper emblem campaign throughout the month of March, where customers can donate $1 or more at checkout and sign their name to the I'm Supporting FFA emblem in the store's window. Nearly half of the funds collected will benefit your local FFA chapter. The other half will go to national and state FFA. The USDA forecasts U.S. farm exports will hit a record $157 billion this year, aided by a weaker dollar against many foreign currencies. Ag lender CoBank tells Agriculture.com the impact will be somewhat uneven, with meat and dairy products benefiting the most. Projections are based on a comparison of U.S. market share for major commodities and exchange rates against nations that compete with America for sales of those products. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval told lawmakers Thursday farmers are part of the solution to climate change. During a hearing on climate change and the U.S. ag sector, Duval told the House Ag Committee farmers and ranchers are already making an impact as agriculture accounts for just 10% of the nation's greenhouse gases as agricultural productivity grows. Duval says farmers and ranchers enthusiastically embrace new technologies and more research will further improve their impact on the environment.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Commodity Classic is being held this week virtually, as leading companies in the soybean, cotton, and corn industries are educating producers on new technologies becoming available. One topic Southern growers might be interested in is BASF's Operation Weed Eradication. Operation Weed Eradication takes a balanced approach of utilizing cultural practices, such as tillage and cover crops, chemical control, such as using layering residuals, and using herbicides with multiple sites of action. Kate Greif of BASF is the Soybean Residual Product Manager and lead on Operation Weed Eradication. Here she explains the overall purpose of the project.
It starts with the background or with the premise that keeping a farmer's field clean all season long starts with an eradication mindset. That mindset that one weed on that farm is just one too many, because every single weed we have left out there is going on to produce seed, creating a seed bank for the next season. Operation Weed Eradication is an industry-wide coalition that BASF started in September of 2019, launched last year at Commodity Classic, and we're partnering with leaders and growers in the industry to take on this mindset for eliminating these troublesome weeds, these pigweed, Palmer amaranth, and water hemp that have become invasive on our farms.
Commodity Classic ends this week. For more information on what was covered at this year's event, head over to commodityclassic.com.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Mixed trading on Wall Street at mid-morning following release of the latest employment report. America's employers adding 379,000 jobs last month. That was more than double the number predicted by economists.
The unemployment rate fell to 6.2% from 6.3% last month, and the number of unemployment people remained similar at 10 million. The latest jobs data, covering the first full months of the Biden presidency, points to early signs of improvement for an economy still struggling to dig itself out of a deep hole amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell suggests that inflation will pick up in the coming months, but he adds that it should prove only temporary, says it will not be enough to alter the Fed's ultra-low interest rate policies. Powell also saying that the economic outlook has improved after 3 months of weak job growth. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with NBA action from Thursday and the Wizards, who pull out an impressive win over the Clippers.
Bradley Beal poured in 33 points, and the Wizards held off a late run to beat the Clippers 119-117. Beal, an all-star and the NBA's leading scorer, was 9 of 23 from the field, but he made 14 of 15 free throws. Russell Westbrook came within one rebound of a triple-double, delivering 27 points and 11 assists in Washington's eighth win in 11 games. The Clippers have lost 6 of 9 heading into the all-star break. Kawhi Leonard scored 22 points, Patrick Beverley had 17, and Ivica Zubats had 13 points and 13 rebounds. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere, it was the Celtics over Toronto, 132-125. Knicks 114, Pistons 104. Denver got the better of Indiana, 113-103, while the Bucks beat Memphis, 112-111. It was Miami, 103, New Orleans, 93. This is SRN Sports. Rounding out the rest of your NBA tallies from yesterday, OKC defeated the Spurs 107-103, Suns 120, Golden State 98, and Portland over Sacramento 123-119. AP Top 25 College Basketball, number 2 Michigan beat Michigan State yesterday 69-50. Number 3 Baylor over number 17 Oklahoma State 81-70. Fifth ranked Iowa down Nebraska big 102-64. Number 6 West Virginia over TCU 76-67. Number 13 Kansas, number 15 Texas also winners yesterday. In the National Hockey League, Vancouver 3, Toronto 1. The Flames over the Senators 7-3. Columbus 3, Dallas 2. Florida over the Predators 5-4, while Tampa Bay needed overtime to beat the Blackhawks 3-2. Rangers 6, Devils 1. It was the Flyers over Pittsburgh by a 4-3 score. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. No other bank deserves that title than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: time may be a great healer, but it's also a lousy beautician. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.